The Cry for Leadership. Lynn Derman, head people and talent at 21st Century. The Steinhoff scandal rocked South African society in late 2017 as we watched the unraveling of the international empire. The CEO, Marcus Joost, was one of our own, a South African. Sadly, this is not an isolated incident as similar scandals are found across the globe. In fact, the global need for leadership is evident across various domains, from environmental sustainability to technological governance and social stability. One could say there is a cry for leadership worldwide. Leadership carries a weight of responsibility and accountability. Parker Palmer reminds us that a leader is a person who has an unusual degree of power to project onto other people his or her shadow or his or her light. A leader is a person who must take special responsibility for what is going on inside him or herself, lest the act of leadership creates more harm than good. Marcus Joost cast a shadow that did harm. A notable example of a good leader admired for ethical behavior is Nelson Mandela. Mandela is widely revered for his ethical leadership and unwavering commitment to justice, equality, and human rights. He is a light that still today inspires us to reach for greater heights. Effective leaders who can navigate the complexities of the modern world in an ethical manner are essential for shaping a better, more sustainable, and equitable world. Developing such leadership requires early investment in education, training, and the promotion of ethical and inclusive practices at all levels of society. Organizational leadership challenges. While the focus for organizational leaders may not be as wide, many of the same leadership qualities are required, such as the ability to promote social cohesion, foster cooperation, and build trust to ensure sustainability. Ethical leadership is paramount in every context. One widely recognized example of an ethical business leader is Howard Schultz, the former CEO of Starbucks. Schultz's leadership at Starbucks is often cited as a model of ethical and socially responsible business practices. Through his dedication to employee welfare, social responsibility, sustainability, diversity, and transparent communication, his leadership serves as a powerful example of how businesses can thrive while adhering to ethical principles and having a positive impact on society. Navigating change and uncertainty. A leader is required to navigate change and uncertainty. Continuous adaptation to changing market conditions, technological advancements, and shifting customer expectations is needed. The COVID-19 pandemic was a time when leaders were tested. A shining example of leadership willing to self-sacrifice for the greater good arose from the Indlovu Youth Choir, a South African youth choir who composed, performed and filmed a musical rendition of the World Health Organization's, WHO, coronavirus safety advice. They demonstrated leadership in a world gripped by uncertainty and fear. Faced with numerous challenges requires leaders to be agile and resilient, to encourage innovation, manage new forms of working such as hybrid workplaces, as well as maintain employee engagement and ensuring well-being. Leaders must also be acutely aware of governance and ethics. Demonstrating ethical behavior, transparency, and accountability builds trust, which is essential for addressing issues like corruption and human rights abuses. The organizations and in particular, the leaders' values are paramount when placed under pressure. The importance of leadership development. Developing future leaders. It is recognized that what we do now will impact the future. How are the leaders of the future being developed? Where do they acquire the necessary attributes? A key responsibility of current leaders is to build leaders for the future, focusing on both short-term and long-term goals. Organizations that need to recruit managers externally have not only failed their employees but also themselves. This approach leads to a lack of career development opportunities within the organization and discourages aspiring employees. It is the most talented that leave an organization to seek opportunities elsewhere. Investing in employees. Investing in employees builds depth, loyalty, and commitment to the organization. Leadership development is not just a program, it's a strategic investment in the future. The emphasis is not on technical skills but rather on relationships. By cultivating leaders within our organizations, we ensure sustainable growth, innovation, and resilience in an ever-changing world. Developing leadership talent also ensures long-term organizational success by maintaining institutional knowledge. As the organization grows and learns together, trust evolves, which in turn fosters creativity, contribution, and collective achievement. Defining leadership. Modern leadership often involves empowering others rather than exercising authority from the top down. This approach, known as shared or distributed leadership, recognizes that leadership can emerge at all levels of an organization. Leadership is relational and not merely a skill set, emphasizing the need for development of leadership skills at all levels, not just for senior leaders. Leadership skills and emotional intelligence. Leadership skills can be learned and honed through education, training, and experience. Taking on small leadership roles, reflecting on those experiences, and learning from both successes and failures are key to developing leadership capabilities. Mentors, coaches, and role models significantly enhance one's leadership development, providing valuable insights and practical guidance. Emphasis on relational skills. Leadership development focuses on relational skills such as communication, decision-making, and conflict resolution. Emotional intelligence, EI, is a critical component of effective leadership. Self-awareness and self-regulation improve relationships in all spheres of life. Demonstrating social skills, including motivation and empathy, is essential for effective leadership. Setting and respecting boundaries should be demonstrated by leaders to ensure a healthy environment. Styles of leadership. There is no single way to be an effective leader. Various leadership styles, such as transformational, transactional, servant, and situational leadership, amongst others, can be effective in different contexts. This flexibility supports the idea that anyone can be a leader given the right circumstances. Vision and values. Effective leadership is often rooted in a clear set of values and a compelling vision. Anyone passionate about their values and vision can inspire and lead others toward a common goal, regardless of their formal position within an organization. Conclusion: the belief that anyone can be a leader emphasizes the potential within each individual to develop and exhibit leadership qualities. By embracing continuous learning, seeking opportunities for growth, and fostering a supportive environment, people at all levels can cultivate the skills necessary to lead effectively. This inclusive approach to leadership enriches organizations and communities by tapping into the diverse talents and perspectives of all members, ensuring well-equipped leaders for the future. Ends. Author: at Lynn Derman, 21st Century Plus Posts. This author does not have any more posts. Share on your socials.